821 Galesburg's Morning News. Well, Election Day, midterm elections, 1 week from today. My goodness, that's rolling around fast. You may have noticed some political ads. I don't know. Joining us to talk more about the midterm elections, he's a political analyst. He is he hosts a podcast on several public radio stations.
County Board approves balanced budget,
also
is property tax levy.
What happened here? Oh, something's going that's not supposed to be. He is an adjunct professor at Monmouth College Political Science. Robin Johnson joining us this morning. Robin, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, kind of getting over one of these respiratory viruses going around.
Oh, what fun. Yeah, always a blast, yeah. Right? Always a blast. Well, you know, this has kind of been an interesting season this time around with the midterm elections. And, you know, we're very fortunate here on our station. The ads that have been running, a lot of local ads for local races going on, been fine. They're just talking about, you know, vote for me. Here's why you should vote for me. Nothing else. But, my goodness, you get to the state level, national level, and I'm sure this is not just in Illinois. The attack ads, they just seem to be getting worse. Basically, it comes down to everybody running for office at the state level or federal level is lying, apparently. I mean, it's just been crazy.
Well, I got to say, I followed this for years, and this is about the worst I've ever seen. Yeah. I pity the poor voter who uses ads like that to try to gain information on the candidates, because what's believable? I mean, it used to be, in the old days, that candidates would first start TV ads talking about themselves and what they believe, and now it seems like they dive right into criticizing their opponents. You don't know what to believe. Everybody's a liar. Everybody's the ads are just terrible, and they're an insult to our intelligence, honestly. And they're another manifestation of things just broken in our system that I hope we're really needing some strong leadership to break out of this.
Yeah, and I don't know how effective they are when everybody is kind of saying the same thing about their opponent. I mean, what I guess this is what it comes down to. If you are basically, if you've always voted Republican, you're always going to vote Republican. If you voted Democratic, you're always going to vote Democratic. I guess that's what they assume. I guess you're trying to find those independent voters. And I don't know. In your opinion, do you see these ads having an effect one way or the other than the negativity?
The problem is it reinforces the polarization.
Yeah.
Because if there are independents out there, how in the world are you supposed to decipher this information? You know, and even a lot of other sources of media, social media, you can't find independent thought kind of looking at each candidate on who, what they may do, what their thoughts are. And this just reinforces this polarization we have where Democrats vote blindly for Democrats, Republicans vote blindly for Republicans. And I'm one who believes we really need a strong middle in this country in order for us to hold. And, boy, this just doesn't help at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of talk about the days like, oh, here's, you know, Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill sitting down and chatting or having dinner. I mean, that is not happening in this day and age. The polarization is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bygone era, unfortunately. And it doesn't need to be that way. But I think both parties are so afraid of their base vote that they're afraid to do anything to step out of the partisan feelings of their party at that point. And it's not good, and all this again feeds this polarization where you're almost hating the other party more than you're voting for your own party. I mean, I had this discussion the other day. It used to be in this state that if you were of one party and you didn't like the person in your party, you'd feel comfortable voting for the person from the other party. You just don't have that as much anymore because we're trained and conditioned to just absolutely hate the other party. And again, it's not good at all for our democracy. And we're just in this stage, and I'm hoping we can get out of it at some point down the road. But it's going to take some strong leadership.
Robin Johnson, adjunct professor of political science, Monmouth College. He also hosts a podcast on several public radio stations throughout the Midwest. Has done a lot of different talk shows, and you know, you talk about that the polarization, and you know, it's affected families and people voting blindly. Are there And can they be successful, those candidates, no matter which party they're from, that are middle of the road? Because it seems like if they are middle of the road, neither party wants them or is going to support them.
Yeah, that's the dilemma they face. In the primaries, the primary elections for both parties draws out more partisans who are more ideological and more extreme in their positions. And if you're going to run as a moderate, you've got to win that election first in the primary and then face general election voters. So you've almost got to run to the left or the right in the primary and then come back to the middle, which isn't easy because you've made all those commitments and statements trying to appease the base voters. And so the other thing that's not helping is gerrymandering, where these districts are created that strongly favor one party or the other. There's so few competitive districts. I mean, the 17th here, where we're at, is one of them in Congress.
But, yeah.
That's one of them, but that's about it, you know, as far as Illinois goes.
What is there any, like, as far as, like, the advertising? We've seen the governor's race here in Illinois. Of course, that 17th congressional district race you talked about. I mean, the ads on both sides for both of those races, are those about as bad as you've seen, or are there others you've seen that are as bad or worse, maybe nationwide?
Well, we get the pleasure here in where we're at of seeing ads on both sides of the river, and the congressional races
right.
on both sides are pretty bad. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I happen to feel that Sherry Bustos, you know, I'll say up front, she was a friend, and I knew her dad very well. But she tried to run and serve as a more middle-of-the-road member of Congress and tried to reach out to the other parties and the other party. And I think, you know, that was recognized by a lot of the Republicans I know, quite a few of them anyway. So, but she decided not to run after 10 years, and so... Yeah, then we're left with just this type of advertising, and it's too bad because we face some real serious challenges in this country, and it would be worthy to have a good debate about some of the issues and concerns that face us, and it's just it's degenerated into what we see on TV. I'm at the point, and again, I teach political science, I follow politics, I work in politics. I'm more and more just hitting the mute button when the shows I'm watching break for commercials.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, the mailers, I don't care what side it's from, they're immediately getting ripped and going into the garbage. I don't even look at them because I see what they are. I can see, okay, that's a political candidate, now going in the trash. I don't know. Yeah. And there seems to have been a lot more of those this year as well.
Yeah. I tell my students that there's a great market out there if they're creative in producing mail or TV ads and maybe using humor to break through, because I think people are ready for that. There are very, very few ads I've seen, I think, that really break through. I did think that both Mike Halpin and Mike Tomes, the two gentlemen running for the state Senate in this new district, I thought each of them had one ad each that was pretty humor. Well, Tom's ad about fixing things I thought was pretty good, kind of humorous. Mm-hmm. And I thought Halpin's ad where he talked about his work for Lane Evans was pretty good. So I give them credit, at least. They had two of the better ads I've seen, but that's about it.
Yeah, two that were not attacking each other, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Robin Johnson is an adjunct professor of political science at Monmouth College, also hosts a radio show, podcast as well, and political analyst. And a lot of the talk, and especially, of course, we carry a lot of conservative talk shows here on our stations, a lot of the talk and with a lot of people is red wave nationwide. What are you seeing? What is your feeling? That's you know, is it? I'm guessing a lot more people are going to get out and vote than normally would in a midterm. What are you seeing or hearing?
Yeah, what I've read is that the turnout is surpassing the last comparable year, which would be 2018 when we had a midterm election. I can tell you past trends and the fundamentals of this, which I like to look at and share with your listeners. In the post-World War II era, the party holding the White House loses on average 26 House seats and 4 Senate seats. The big asterisk there is that we've got more and more districts that are gerrymandered and fewer that are really, truly competitive. So I guess it would depend on how you define red wave. I think it seems to be a chance Republicans can gain more than 26 seats in the House, But again, there's going to be a lower ceiling just because there are fewer competitive districts out there. The Senate really looks tight. I don't see the Republicans picking up four. I don't see the Democrats either. I think that'll be most a two-seat pickup either way, probably just one.
Well, it'll be interesting. 1 week today, and as we said, early voting has already started, and the numbers are much higher. I don't know about you, Robin. I'm one that I like to go in on Election Day, actually go in and cast my ballot. I just feel better doing it that way. And I don't have a problem. Like, I know my mom voted early. I like to go in on that day and get my I voted sticker and just go in and get it done that day.
Yeah, I mean, I've been voting early. Mm-hmm. For me, that's more convenient for me. But I think the election rules that have changed has made voting more convenient. It seems to have had an impact, especially since COVID and getting more people out. But I also think it's the intensity of the battles that the two parties are in. That's especially in the Trump era, that's boosted turnout quite a bit in these elections.
Robin Johnson, he hosts a radio show on several public radio stations, podcasts. He is an adjunct professor of political science at Monmouth College. Robin, I always appreciate you taking some time with us here this morning. I know this is not that you're not busy all the time, but an extra busy season for you.
That's right.
All right. Well, Robin, thank you again so much. Appreciate it. And best of luck throughout the rest of this election season.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.